Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Listen to the dialogue between Mrs. Brown and the receptionist at a hotel in Moscow. Then answer the questions. You have 20 seconds to read the questions. Now we're ready to start.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. We are staying in your hotel in room 345. We are traveling with children, and we were wondering if you could recommend anything to see in Moscow that would be interesting for our children.
How old are they?
Our son is 12, and our daughter is 10.
Right. So they are quite big. There are many things that they might like.
Oh, good. We have plenty of time. We are leaving on Thursday morning.
So, you have 3 full days. There are many museums. Most of them work every day except for Mondays. Also, the Moscow Zoo is right in the center of the city, and in the summer it works every day from 7:30 in the morning till 10 at night.
Wow, that's great. Are there any theaters that we can go to? Obviously, we don't speak any Russian.
Let's see. You can go to the Bolshoi Theater tomorrow to see Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. It's a ballet, so you don't need to understand Russian. And the day after tomorrow, on Wednesday at 2:00 in the afternoon, you can see Sergei Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf. Oh no, I forgot. It will be in Russian.
No, it doesn't matter. My children know it by heart in English. They love Peter and the Wolf. They will be so thrilled to see it at the Bolshoi. And actually, my husband and I will be too. We also loved it when we were kids, and still do. This is so great. How can we buy the tickets?
Would you like to do it now? I can help you.
Yes, please.
All right, let's see. 4 tickets. How about the first row of the amphitheater, right in the center?
That sounds fantastic. Oh, I'm so excited.
Here you are, your electronic tickets.
Thank you so much.
You are most welcome.
Now you have 20 seconds to fulfill the task. Now listen again.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. We are staying in your hotel in room 345. We are traveling with children, and we were wondering if you could recommend anything to see in Moscow that would be interesting for our children.
How old are they?
Our son is 12, and our daughter is 10.
Right. So they are quite big. There are many things that they might like.
Oh, good. We have plenty of time. We are leaving on Thursday morning.
So, you have 3 full days. There are many museums. Most of them work every day except for Mondays. Also, the Moscow Zoo is right in the center of the city, and in the summer it works every day from 7:30 in the morning till 10 at night.
Wow, that's great. Are there any theaters that we can go to? Obviously, we don't speak any Russian.
Let's see. You can go to the Bolshoi Theater tomorrow to see Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. It's a ballet, so you don't need to understand Russian. And the day after tomorrow, on Wednesday at 2:00 in the afternoon, you can see Sergei Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf. Oh no, I forgot. It will be in Russian.
No, it doesn't matter. My children know it by heart in English. They love Peter and the Wolf. They will be so thrilled to see it at the Bolshoi. And actually, my husband and I will be too. We also loved it when we were kids, and still do. This is so great. How can we buy the tickets?
Would you like to do it now? I can help you.
Yes, please.
All right, let's see. 4 tickets. How about the first row of the amphitheater, right in the center?
That sounds fantastic. Oh, I'm so excited.
Here you are, your electronic tickets.
Thank you so much.
You are most welcome.
Now you have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part.